Aaron Rodgers has a fracture to the clavicle, and we're in a week-to-week mindset, is my understanding, talking with the medical staff. So we'll see how it goes. The information last night was not clear after the game. The doctors felt much better today than they did last night based on the new information. So with that, we're preparing Seneca Wallace and getting him ready to be the starter.
What gives you the confidence that Seneca Wallace can be your starting quarterback?
Gives me the confidence. Seneca Wallace, I mean, once you read his bio, I mean, he's played in a lot of games, been in the league a long time. I look for him to improve with a week of preparation, and we'll set a plan that will help him with that. We're playing an uncommon opponent in the Philadelphia Eagles, new coaching staff, so we got a lot to do as a staff coming off Monday night game, and I have all the confidence in the world in Seneca.
Mike, as long as you've been doing this, and you've seen Aaron come in as a backup and not play very well, you've seen Bam do it. Seneca didn't have a great night last night. How different is it for a guy to get an entire week of preparation versus being thrown in?
I think it's clearly different for a quarterback to come off the bench than to go into a game. Frankly, regardless of who the backup quarterback, no disrespect to the backup quarterbacks in the National Football League, but the game plan set for Aaron Rodgers is different than the one set for the backup quarterback. So a lot of adjustments were made during the course of the game. I thought the first and second down in normal D&D production was what it needed to be. We missed some opportunity in the action pass game. Third down was our Achilles heel. We did not convert to third downs. We were on the fringe here as far as going into the red zone area. And, that was probably, factored in our performance offensively. So, with that being said, Seneca wasn't here for training camp. I'm not making excuses for anybody, but he'll have a week to get some timing with the receivers and specifically in those third down situations.
Piper, for people who haven't seen him much, how does Seneca's skill set fit in with what you're trying to do here, and how much has the offense changed?
Well, Seneca Wallace's skill set, it's my responsibility and the coaching staff responsibility to make sure our game plan fits his skill set. So he's a mobile quarterback. He's played a lot of football. So defensive recognition is not an issue. This is a defense that throws a lot of scheme at you, particularly in the area of pressure, as far as the different types of pressure. So we're going to have a challenging week as a whole offense, and we'll lean on Seneca's experience for that.
Mike, how much of a relief is it to you to know at least that it's not a season-ending thing for Aaron, that they could probably get him back sooner rather than later?
I'm relieved, no doubt. You talk to the doctors after the game. Talk to Aaron after talking to the doctors. Felt better talking to Aaron than I did talking to our medical staff. And then with the new information that was given today, everybody felt better about it. So, how long? We don't have our hands around the timeline yet. But I know Aaron's very optimistic, and he'll do everything he can to get back, in a timely fashion.
Mike, can you rule him out for sure, though, against the Eagles?
Well, we rule players out on Friday. But I'll just say this. Like I said earlier, I'm preparing Seneca to be the starter. That's the way our game planning is gone. But let's not kid ourselves. If he walked in your office and asked for the ball on Saturday, what would you do? So we'll just see what happens.
What do you do for number two this week, assuming Aaron?
Well, I mean, that's something we got to work through. We're still working through that. I was in a personnel meeting this morning. I have not talked to Ted since then. And I know we've made a couple changes with two gentlemen going to IR. Derek Sherrard has come up. So we need to get his reps and his rotation set. But we're still working on the 53rd position.
Mike, what led to the decision to ultimately put Jermichael on IR?
Well, Jermichael Finley was put on IR. I mean, I think stating the obvious of how we feel, you need to operate. And he was the medical decision made for Jermichael was in the best interest of him as a man, as a father, as a husband. So this wasn't about football. We were not going to take that chance. That the doctor's report, based on the medical report that I was given, everybody agreed that he should not play football this year. So what happens in the future, as far as the path that he's taken, that has not yet been determined. But as we know, Jermichael, I mean, he'll be ready to play tomorrow, you know, in his mindset. The guy works. I mean, the man loves football. He loves training and so forth. But this is definitely the right thing to do by him, and that's why that decision was made.
Mike, with a short week and the way concussions go, what's your concern level with the availability of TJ, and what did you think about your offensive line after?
TJ Lang, you know, obviously suffered the concussion. We are on a short week, so I mean, it's like every injury. I mean, it's the responsibility of the medical staff to go through the, you know, the protocol and make sure TJ's, you know, where he needs to be. So I mean, we don't take chances with those types of things. So how long it takes, I do not know that. Offensive line, you know, I thought we did some good things, but you know, the pressure that we gave up in key situations is not what we were expecting. You know, I felt the way we ran the football was definitely an advantage, but you know, our pass protection wasn't quite what it needed to be.
Mike, you spent so much time, you know, really the last couple of years getting Aaron to be able to call your plays and change plays and things like that. How drastic do you expect things to change that way? Are you guys having to really rethink and reshape your offense?
Well, I'll say this, and this is something that you know, I said in the offensive staff meeting when we started this morning. I think it's critical, and when you get in these spots, that one individual doesn't hold back the unit, and that's especially true at the quarterback position. So, and that's why Seneca Wallace is here. We will play offense like we've always played offense, and we will go out Sunday afternoon fully expect to score points like we're supposed to score points, and we fully expect to win the game. I mean, that won't change, and may sound like a broken record, but that's the way it is.
I got a James Jones call.
James came out good. I mean, it was good to get. I think it was like 29 reps, if I recall the conversation with Edgar Bennett, the wide receivers coach. So, you know, it's hard to get comfortable going in and out like that. You know, we went to a different flow of personnel. I mean, obviously the plan that was set in the game and how James was going to be utilized in the game with Aaron was set. And then when we went to Seneca, the whole operation changed. So James really didn't have a chance to get into a flow. And I was concerned about that with him coming into the game where there wasn't long periods of time where he was in and out. And that's kind of what we fell into. But, you know, it was good to have him back out there.
What did you think went awry defensively last night?
Went awry? I mean, anytime someone has success against you, you have to give them credit. You know, give Chicago's offense credit. It's a good offense. Their numbers coming into the game, we were impressed with what we saw on film. They had some extra time prepared for us. But, you know, I'm always going to stick to the fundamentals. You know, we didn't tackle very well. We played, you know, field position football. And, you know, had them backed up, and we didn't keep them down there. So as far as all the little things, we haven't graded the film as, you know, the tape as a staff yet, because we transitioned right into the Eagles last night.
How was any idea how Clay is, and discuss the state of your outside linebackers as a whole with Andy going down last night?
Yeah, Andy's, you know, they feel good about, you know, where Andy is, you know, better today than when he came off the field. So I'm not exactly sure where he is, but they feel better about it. Clay, he's going to try to go this week as far as a practice. He's going to be wearing a club, and you know, those things are all customized and so forth. They're different for every guy, so we'll see how he does in practice.
I guess, well, how big of an issue was it to be down just to those two? And at the end of the game, I was wondering if maybe they just kind of ran out of gas there with no.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, anytime you're stressed at a position, you know, I think our special teams crew did a heck of a job. I thought they played very well. We had three linebackers go down in a two-play, you know, sequence. The changes that were made and the ability to keep playing, I think, speaks volumes about really the one unit I thought played very well on our team. So, yeah, it was, you know, game management, personnel, exchange and everything was at a high Monday night. So I mean that's football.
So Mike, the indication was from Dr. McKenzie or whomever that everything went the way it was supposed to with Clay.
Yes, they feel very good about where Clay is right now.
I know you don't want to be with Rodgers and all, but
so let's not.
I guess this part of you, I don't want to say relish. That's probably the wrong word, but you know what I mean. You mean kind of enjoy the challenge of. Maybe enjoy is not the right word for it either. I mean, it's part of you kind of get the juices flowing to have to go through a challenge like this with a new quarterback.
My juices flow every day. I'm the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, you know, but I'd much rather play games with Aaron Rodgers. So, but this is a great opportunity for a football team to show its mettle. I thought the Monday night game was an awesome opportunity for us to show what we were all about. We didn't get it done. So we'll have another opportunity against the Eagles to do that.
Mike, what did you think about how you handle things personally? I mean, in terms of the game, how hard is it as a head coach to, I know you're focused, but when you lose a player of his caliber, looked like Doc McKenzie came over and gave you some bad news at one point. How hard is that for a coach to deal with? And is there a little bit of a catch your breath and then no, we got to get going? Or what's it like for you?
You have to keep moving. Sometimes you almost feel cold the way you go about it. The game's moving, and you can't take your eyes off the field, especially you know as a head coach. The communication, you have to stay on top of it. I was peeking at the tunnel. I'm not going to lie to you there, but you know waiting for Aaron to run back out there. But you have to keep coaching. It's the same thing you tell your players. You got to keep playing, and that's why you need every player.
Mike, as you enter kind of the third quarter of the season, does your message to the team change at all with potentially having to go forward without Aaron for some time?
Well, the messaging is very important, I think, to the development and growth of any football team that I've been a part of. You know, sometimes you have a message ready, especially a Monday night game. Well, my message has changed since Monday morning, and it's really where you think your team is. So there's a path to get to where we want to go. And there's always obstacles that show up that you didn't think we're going to be there. It happened Monday night, and we will still, you know, we'll stay on that path and do whatever we need to do to keep it on track. We have an opportunity to get to 6-3. We got, you know, a third quarter of our season comes up. We got two short weeks. We got a 6-day week this week. We had a 4-day week, in the fourth game in Thanksgiving. So that's what I'm looking at. You know, we got these next four. You take them one at a time. We got to get things right here Wednesday, Thursday in practice. You know, there's some things we'll have to adjust, and by Friday we'll be ready to go, and then we'll clean it up on Saturday and play on Sunday. So that's the way this league works, and we fully expect to beat the Eagles.
Mike, what's realistic for Derek Sherrod now going forward?
Well, meeting today as a staff, you know, just trying to, setting a plan, and we talk about players' reps. You know, I think it's realistic to try to get him ready at both tackles position, you know, get him reps on both sides. And, you know, he's been able to do some extra work after practice. And, you know, he needs padded work, frankly. I mean, you know, he needs padded work. We won't be in pads this week coming off of Monday night. So we'll just continue to, you know, work on his footwork assignments and things like that.
Are you in a challenging spot with your other PDP guys given your injury situation in terms of roster making a move for any of them?
Good question. A lot of conversation going on right now. I mean, we're talking through all that, and there's no exact science to it, as we know. So we'll do the best we can, and just like we do every week, we've got to make sure we do everything we can to win that next game, and that's our mindset for Philadelphia.
One more.
Does it help that Eddie Lacy had another game of 22 carries and proved he can kind of carry a bigger workload to run back?
I thought Eddie Lacy played very well. We planned on going into the game, to run the football, play action pass, and it starts with the run game. So that part was definitely a bright spot for our offense, and Eddie definitely carried the torch. I liked the way he ran. I thought he took a step forward as a runner. I thought he was more physical than he's been in the past, if you could believe that, and I think he has more to give. I mean, he's a talented young man. He's getting more and more comfortable each week in our offense. For a rookie to come in here and to be a three-down player in our offense, I think that's a credit to Eddie. So I'm pleased with the progress he's making, and more importantly, the production he's given our offense.